Competing House and Senate bills continue the stalemate over easing U.S. trade restrictions on Cuba and ultimately lifting the trade embargo. A Senate bill is expected to see movement this week. It would remove some of the restrictions on financing U.S. farm exports to Cuba. However, the House version of the same bill would impose new restrictions instead of easing existing ones. American Farm Bureau Federation trade advisor Dave Solomon says after President Obama's Cuba visit and executive actions to promote some of the relief, that it's up to Congress to fully lift the embargo.
The issues, of course, that inhibit full agricultural trade with Cuba are tied up with the embargo, with the lack of having direct financing, banking relationships, some of which is attempting to be addressed by some regulations, but really can't open fully until the embargo is gone.
The White House recently eased banking rules for Cuba, allowing transactions involving U.S. banks, but only through third-country banks. The Treasury Department years ago lifted cash and advance restrictions on agriculture sales to Cuba. Solomon says it will take direct bank-to-bank relations to restore U.S. agriculture's competitive footing in Cuba. Cuba's Agriculture Minister Gustavo Rodriguez was in Washington 2 weeks ago, and one of the things he mentioned in a speech at the U.S. Chamber was a need for eased credit restrictions. But Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley says he is not ready to back lifting the embargo until he sees some changes in Cuba.
I would support it when the Cuban government give Cubans more individual freedom, multi-party voting, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion. They had these freedoms prior to Castro, and now they don't. And we've had the embargo on because we resented that, and I'd be happy to vote for lifting the embargoes when those things happen.
Agricultural groups see Cuba as a trade market with a lot of potential since it is so close to U.S. shores and imports much of its food. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.